when you're standing in a place like this, it looks like there's a hard edge from where the upland slopes stop and the flat bottom of the wetland begin. Well, even though it looks like that to the eye, it isn't like that to the plants and animals that live here. And part of the reason, when you think about it, is where the water comes from that feeds Cranesville Swamp. The water's going to come flowing off of these adjoining hillsides as it rains, but it's also going to slowly perk into the ground, and some of it's going to slowly move through the ground as groundwater, and when it comes to the wetland, like below us here, it's going to come back out to the surface. How much water, how much is coming from above the land versus through the ground, when it comes, and where it enters the wetland, all help define what plants and animals can live in the Cranesville Swamp. So as far as the plants and animals and the swamp itself, Cranesville Swamp ecologically covers a much larger area. It reaches back into the landscape, sometimes miles to the headwaters of the streams that feed it.